It's 103.9 WDKX. Good morning, Rochester, on this TGIF Friday. It's a long weekend for some. For others, it's just a normal weekend. I got my man in the building, the mayor of comedy, my brother Talent Harris.
What up, bro? What up, bro?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. Just trying to make it through the end of this week. I mean, I'm here at the end of the week. I'm just trying to make it to tomorrow.
Yeah, man, that's going to be a hard thing. These 24 hours nowadays feel like 48.
Man, what's good, man? How's your week?
Oh, everything's going good, man. It's been a solid week. Another week of quarantine. Not rushing out, even though that they done lift a few things. I'm not rushing. I'm not speeding. I'm watching the rest of the country actually making me move slower than I originally planned to.
Everybody needs to follow Governor Cuomo's lead.
Exactly.
We got to get into it, man. There was a few things that transpired this week, man, and we have to kick it off with this August Alsina situation. Did you hear about this?
No, tell me about it.
So August Alsina sat down and did an interview a couple days ago, and he talked about his relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith and how they were, I guess, somewhat almost an item, but not really an item because she's married. But he said that he got the blessings from Will Smith to deal with Jada.
So that's what that picture's about, I think.
Right. Now, Will and Jada came out and said, that's not true.
Oh, interesting, interesting, interesting. So the plot thickens on that, huh?
The plot thickens. Somebody's lying.
Of course, of course. And who's lying, though? That's the question.
That's the question. Now, Jada Pinkett put something up on social media the other day saying, I think it's time for a red table talk with myself. So I don't know, maybe, or could this be a publicity stunt on both ends?
Well, we do know from past situations that it's an open-ended relationship type of thing happening in that family.
Yeah.
So that right there, I think, got people thinking it's true.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, when one person says, yes, I said it, another person said, no, I didn't say it, usually alcohol's involved too.
Definitely. Now, August Alsina also said this right here.
I totally gave myself to that relationship for years of my life. And I truly and really, really deeply loved and have a ton of love for her. I devoted myself to it. I gave my full self to it. So much so to the point that I can die right now and be okay with knowing that I truly gave myself to somebody.
He said if he dies today, he'll be happy knowing that he experienced being in love.
And if he died today, we'd be happy to know that Will Smith killed him.
Oh, man. Now, before we move on from this topic right here, the thing, if it is true, I think August Alsina is wrong because you don't kiss and tell. You're violating.
You think so? Well, I mean, in his defense, he's younger. And you know how it is when you have a crush or think you love somebody and you go there with them, you are super excited. And it's hard to keep that secret.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I guess.
I mean, because I'm not that young anymore, I could hold the secret. But, bro, if I was young and got to hook up with Pam Grier, I'm telling everybody. I'm telling everybody.
Got to take it to the grave, man.
I'm telling people don't even ask me. I'm at Wegmans getting ice cream at the checkout counter. Like, you know, I smashed Pam Grier.
Oh, man. Well, you know, man, we can't end the week out without talking about your president 4-5, man.
That's your president. Don't put him on me.
Now, 4-5, listen, just when you ask yourself, could it get any worse for him? Well, earlier this week, his name was announced that there's an arrest warrant out in Iran for him and 35 other people for being responsible of that airstrike that killed one of their top ranking generals back in January.
That's hilarious. How you got a warrant in Iran?
Now, if I'm not mistaken, because I read this a couple of days ago, they're going to wait until after his presidency to get him.
Of course, because at that point, they got a whole bunch of tricks up the trade they can use. But that ain't no different than the state of New York. You know what I mean? The attorney general of the state of New York and all these guys, same thing. You know, the prosecutors and everything are building all these cases and dragging them out because they know they can't do nothing right at the moment. So it would be a waste of a conviction right now.
Wow. Yeah, I've never thought in my lifetime I would hear about a president with an arrest warrant.
Well, welcome to America. This is America.
Yay, let me ask you this question. Did you see that Ice-T and Tretch movie yet, Equal Standards?
No, I didn't check it out. Where is that? Is it on Netflix? Or
I think it's on Hulu. I didn't see it on Netflix. I've been trying
What is it called?
Equal Standards. And it's about what's going on today with the Community and Police.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yeah, I'll, when we get off air, I'll send you the link. But yeah, it looks pretty good. So, you know, that's my plans for the weekend, to try to catch up on some movies.
I've been catching up on all my shows and movies, but I didn't hear about that. I'm about to look that up right now. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what's going on with your peoples out in Texas, man? They wilding, huh?
Well, first of all, you know, all these COVID-19 numbers have been spiking, and they're at the top. They're in the top five, you know, with Arizona, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Oklahoma. Like, you got those guys' numbers are spiking so much that the governor of Texas had executive order mandated, now you're mandated to wear a mask in public.
After like 50 to 60,000 people within the last week tested positive.
Yeah, they didn't want to listen to us before that. You know what I mean? But I tell you one thing, what's good for the geese is good for the gander, because they're also on a list that the Governor Cuomo here in New York has put together of states that we're not accepting people to just flow into the population. If you fly from the states on that list, on his new list, you got to quarantine automatically for 14 days. Same thing they said about us in the beginning.
Right. So if you plan on coming to New York on vacation, just plan on your vacation being in the hotel room.
Exactly.
Hey, but you get a couple extra days, because normally people go on vacation for 4 to 5 days. You get to stay in New York for 14 days.
Well, you can't really call it vacation. You can't do nothing. Here's my thing. All of that comes, you know, to how good or bad the hotel you're staying in.
got roaches and mice in your room? Can't do anything.
If you're in a five star, I'll take an extra week. But if you're behind in the two star, the short stay, ain't that much porno to watch in the world, bro.
Oh man, listen here. Hey, also, man, speaking of that, I don't know if you saw this story out in Alabama. They were saying that some students from the school were out and about partying throughout the city for the entire week, knowing that they had the COVID-19.
Ouch. So see, now that goes back to, remember when all these lethal diseases were going around and you can be charged for knowingly passing it, yep, and giving it to somebody?
Yep.
Now this fits under that umbrella. So you mean to tell me, you know, you have a deadly virus like the COVID and you're out amongst people just potentially spreading it, knowing you got it. Now that changes everything.
Yeah. And I guess 9 more NBA players test positive for coronavirus.
Yeah, and see, that's inching closer and closer towards what they've been trying to do. You know, Kyrie Irving had a conference call with 80 players trying to start this movement to not even play, to come back and play and just scrap this season. And it didn't work initially, but then slowly but surely you have people dropping out saying, you know what, I don't want to risk it. But usually these are people with the decent contracts. You got a majority of them don't get all that Kyrie money.
Right.
You know what I mean? So between now 9 people testing positive and the people who already didn't want to do it, you might have a movement come back around, because we got until July 31st.
Well, listen, man, all we can do is stay prayed up and just wish the best for everyone, man, because it's...
Exactly. You know times are bad when an NBA player like saying to himself, damn, I should have joined the army.
Listen, we're going to leave on this note. Governor Cuomo said one of the realest things. You cannot defeat reality.
Facts of mundo.
Hey, T, man, you enjoy your weekend. You be safe. Leave those fireworks alone, because they're really annoying. And, you know,
you ain't gonna worry about me with no fireworks. They drive my dogs crazy. I don't want no more trouble in this house.
The dogs got PTSD from that mess, huh?
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right, man, I'll holler at you.
All right, be safe. I'll catch you next week.
All right, it's the WDKX Wake Up Club Quarantine Update with Tyler Harris. Good morning.